This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We will be hearing from Alex Jones today. Owen Schroyer in studio again for Alex. A very heavy news day today. And I'll be getting to all the news, a lot of videos to get to, and your phone calls before Paul Joseph Watson takes over at 2 o'clock Central. Well, ladies and gentlemen, watching everything play out almost to a T, how InfoWars told you it was going to play out, has an interesting taste to it, an interesting feel to it, because you almost feel handicapped. Especially when you have been censored and denied your right to free speech, when you have been lied about, slandered and libeled nonstop. And so I saw two things today that really summarize the attack on free speech and the internet censorship. And it's not to make it about us here at InfoWars, except it is about us here at InfoWars. We are the test case. And it's summarized in two ways. You have a study that just got released. A randomized trial on Twitter plus academia. 112 papers were randomly chosen to be shared on Twitter by a group with around 58,000 followers or not to be shared. Papers that were tweeted accumulated four times more citations compared to non-tweeted papers over 1 year. And the study is, does tweeting improve citations? 1 year results from the TSSMN perspective randomized trial. And so the answer is obviously yes. Big league. Huge league. It's like saying, hey, if you play your ad during the Super Bowl, will people see it? Yeah, it's just the most watched televised event in America. So, when InfoWars was allowed on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and everything else, we would get, let's not exaggerate, 10 times, 100 times in some cases, the reach. We've been denied that. Why? Well, we don't plan terroristic attacks or violence or felonious activities like desecrating venerable objects and monuments. No, we just dare come on here and tell you the truth about what's really going on in America without the mainstream media filter, lies, bias, etc. And for that, and supporting Donald Trump, we aren't allowed on the internet. Of course, thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we still have banned.video, which leads me to my second point. CIA analyst for Fox News, Buck Sexton, puts out a whole thread about how conservatives need a platform that won't be censored, won't be curated, and will ultimately be free speech. Now, I like Buck Sexton, if that's his real name. I like his commentary on Fox News, but does he really not know about InfoWars? Does he really not know about banned.video? Do these people really not know? Do they really not know what we've built? Do they really not know this is the mothership? Has the censorship been that successful of InfoWars? Has the chilling of free speech been that successful against Americans? Well, I don't know. Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't, but I do know this. Even in these perilous times, folks, In the land of confusion and insanity, InfoWars isn't going anywhere. Oop, I think Barack Obama just cried a little bit, just shed a little tear, because we're not off air yet.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Gentlemen, it is Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones. A lot of news coming up, a lot of video clips coming up, and your phone calls. And hopefully, we will be hearing live from our team on the ground from Chaz, or now otherwise known as CHOP. Who knows? They may change their nation again before the end of this broadcast, where superheroes are running around in capes and masks. Vigilantes are handing out guns to minors. Police can't get through. Farmers are trying to grow crops on cardboard. Whiteboards with a list of demands and requests all over the town. And when a preacher goes in or a Trump supporter goes in, well, they're not welcome. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show here today. I got a lot of news that I'm going to be covering. And I hate to see what the media has done to this country. It makes my blood boil. I hate to see that the media in this country has pit American against American, has pit human against human, has pit logic and reasoning against lies and disinformation. These things have side effects. And everything we're witnessing in this country right now are the side effects. Now, I don't know if President Trump is going to play the ace of spades that he has before election night 2020. And he actually has a litany of ace of spades that he could play. I don't know if he's planning on doing that. I will tell you that he's planning on placating to the lowest common denominator right now of the Republican Party, of the conservative movement, and they are fully buying it. Oh, the jobs report is so great. Oh, look at these numbers. Oh, we're winning. Folks, I'm a big supporter of President Trump, and I want him to make the buzzer-beating game-winning shot. I want him to play the ace of spades, and I want to support him and be proud of that for the rest of my life and everything we've done here to help him get in office and beyond. But I'm no fool. And I'm not going to tell you America's winning right now. Now, is there a silver lining to everything that we're witnessing right now? Perhaps. And perhaps it's setting us up for a great victory. Maybe in the short term, maybe in the long term. But when I have rioting going on for three straight weeks, when I have an economy that is not booming like it should be. I don't care what you print or say. I don't consider that winning. When I have Americans pit against one another because of mainstream media, I don't consider that winning. When I have known felons and perjurers and people guilty of insurrection and treason running around this country continuing to engage in all their behavior, I don't consider that winning. But then again, I'm not part of the lowest common denominator Trump supporter that he's clearly trying to reach right now. And I don't think this audience is either. But look, the mainstream news has never been more bold-faced lying to your face. The hypocrisy has never been more abundant and clear. The disgust of the left and the Democrat Party has never been more clear. Their hatred for America, their hatred for Americans, their hatred for our Bill of Rights, their hatred for God, their hatred for everything that is good and righteous and true. And of course, their mask is pretending to fight for what is good and righteous and true. But then when they're presented with the facts in accordance to their movement or their protest, well, they ignore the facts and they stick with their feelings. But America is definitely witnessing this. There is no doubt. And there is a major political shakeup in this country happening. Now, my concern is that we're not moving swiftly enough against this wholeheartedly. And so even if we do have some political victories in the short term, in the long term, we've just lost another portion of the idea of America. We still don't have a fully open country, and Democrats are trying to shut it down. I have family in St. Louis. They reopened the St. Louis Zoo, I guess, today. Major attraction there. You can't go in without a mask. What? Says, hey, it's a requirement. In America, it's a requirement for you to wear a mask because the media faked the pandemic because they don't like the president. And that is what we cannot allow to be cemented into our culture and into our civilization, which is whatever the media wants to put out there, we just go along with it. Here's a headline here. Thrilled bear jumps for joy as visitors return to the St. Louis Zoo. Boy, that's fun. I'd like to go to the zoo. I ain't wearing a mask. But that's the hinge on the door. The door is tyranny. The door frame is America. That hinge is the American people. So if you walk into a store or the zoo or whatever the case may be, and they say you need to wear a mask, and you just comply, well, then that's the door shutting on America, you as the hinge. But if you, because the hinge is two parts, if you and your other fellow American say, hey, you know what? Why am I wearing this mask? It doesn't make sense. And then the other American says, yeah, you know what? Doesn't make sense to me either. They just make us do it. And then you say, well, you know what? I don't think I'm going to wear it. And they say, you know what? I don't think I'm going to wear it or make you wear it. And say, okay, have a good day. The door didn't close. The door remains open. And we don't live in a tyrannical nation. But if you accept that notion that you have to wear a mask, if you accept, and we consciously agree that because the media said something or reported something and now we're responding to it just to get along, well, then that's how tyranny slams on America. But it takes we the people as the hinge to decide if the door closes or not. And so all this petty bickering and all this stuff in the streets, again, that's all media derived. But this can all be solved in time. But if we all consciously don't recognize things like a fake pandemic done by the media, things like fake Russian collusion done by the media, oh yeah, they have cohorts as well in the deep state. We know who they are. But let's specifically talk about the media, because the media is the syringe. The deep state is the poison. The media is the syringe. And so that's how they get all of this done, folks. And that's why you see all the rioting and all the fighting. And by the way, I've got about 6 videos from this weekend. And I don't even want to be a part of this whole racial division thing. I just have to tell you what's going on. White people are now being targeted all across America for attack, and it's being cheered on. And I've got about 6 videos that will roll, and it'll just make your heart ache. Because it's young children now. Young children. Black children versus white children, all because mainstream media lied.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right. I just got to get this off my chest and I'm going to go to the news, but I just don't understand what the hell President Trump is doing so far this year. I really don't get it. Failed to me on the coronavirus outbreak, didn't close down the borders, didn't make enough of an issue about China, and now where people are still wearing masks. Now new mask orders are coming out. No spread, no virus, all fake. It turns out the Democrats sent them into the nursing homes, literally murdered them. By the way, Steve Scalise, actually, will you guys find me? Steve Scalise released an issue or something basically demanding to know why the Democrat governor sent COVID infected patients to the nursing homes, which is responsible for like 80% of the COVID deaths in this country. Democrat governors murdered your grandmother. All for their cause of getting Trump out of office with a pandemic. That's how sick these people are. And they're running rampant. You got riots going on in the streets for 3 weeks now. Hey, you know what? If Trump measures it, hey, I don't want to step in. I don't want to do it. It's a trap. It's a setup. Fine. I can understand that. I'll agree to that. But he should have said Democrat riots 500 times every day by now so that that branding sticks. And then the Democrats won't want to promote their little riots anymore. Oh, but nope. And now he's issuing an executive order on police reform, which is a total fail. The police don't need reform, folks. The law needs reformed. The media needs reformed. Putting it lightly. It's not about police reform. It's about law reform. It's time to get the police out of our business. But no, we just blame the police instead of the war on drugs. Instead of all these little petty things police want to bother you about, like a seatbelt. Get out of my car. Oh, you're on your cell phone. You have a whole computer screen on your dash. Well, you use your cell phone. That's a citation. Law reform. By the way, all this law was written, most of it was written by Democrats. Mandatory minimums and sentencing and all that stuff. But there's your big one right there. The war on drugs. You want to stop most of this police brutality incidents in the war on drugs? Are crackheads going to go out and do crack and are heroin addicts going to go out and do heroin and ruin their lives? They sure are. It's none of the police's business to stop that. Oh, but you see, it's all about pulling in those drugs, making that money. It's just a sick joke. And then just blame police. Anyway, again, Trump has all the ace of spades in his hand. Is he going to play them? Bring the troops home, build the wall, cut the taxes, arrest Hillary Clinton, arrest Barack Obama, arrest the leaders of the Democrat Party, which is a domestic terror group. Black Lives Matter is the Democrat Party. Antifa is the Democrat Party. Occupy Wall Street is the Democrat Party. It's all the Democrat Party. And all of these fake social justice movements, all the funding goes right back to the Democrat Party. All of it. including Planned Parenthood. I mean, can you imagine, objectively, let's say an alien actually lands in the United States, just decides, okay, let's see here. Oh, what's this Planned Parenthood thing I see? Say, oh, that's just a government-funded institution that also gives taxpayer dollars to one political party, only the Democrat Party. Oh, okay, but what do they do? Oh, they murder babies. Oh, they murder babies. We've got a ray gun up on my spaceship up there. We're going to just go ahead and just blast this country into oblivion, okay? You murdered 50 million babies. You're done. It's all the Democrats. Everything. You know, look, folks, it's just unbelievable at this point. And America sees through it, but my fear is, if Trump doesn't take the buzzer-beating shot, if Trump doesn't play the ace of spades, this country's done. It's done. And everybody's so committed and hopeful and faithful in Trump that if he doesn't come through, we have no other eggs in the basket. We put all of our eggs in the Trump basket. Hey, again, I want Trump to come through. He's the greatest president in modern day history, no doubt. But if I put all my eggs in the Trump basket and then that basket gets lit on fire and burns at a Democrat riot and nobody stops it, then I don't have a basket or eggs. So I think it's time for Americans to put eggs in their own basket. What does that mean? Getting prepared, folks. Getting prepared. And so, hey, we've been selling emergency food at InfoWarsStore.com for years, telling people to get prepared. So this isn't just a, hey, things are getting really bad. No, you can look outside in major cities and see what's going on. Now, if you live out in the country in a conservative area, in a Republican area, then you're probably not experiencing that. But if you're in a Democrat-run area, yeah, you're seeing rioting and looting and arson and rape and murder. It's a regular thing now. And they want to shut down the police, so I don't think it's going to get any better. So if you can't get out, or if you can get out, you're going to want to have some emergency food with you, because the Democrats at the end of this, with George Soros and China, want to stop our supply chain, which, of course, would cut out the food supply. Now, what do you think is going to happen when the rioters and the looters go to Walmart and there's no food left for them to steal because the supply chain has been shut down? Well, they're going to come to your door, folks. So in that respect, this is why we have the Second Amendment. And I'm sure a lot of people that were anti-Second Amendment are now changing their mind on that. So again, a silver lining. But InfoWarsStore.com, folks, not just the emergency food that we have available right now, but also top supplements are on sale, 60% off some of these top supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about the water filters, the air filters, the brand new Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray. So this is a spray now. If you prefer that way of doing the nascent iodine instead of the dropper, it's both available at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to wear your colors loud and proud, we've got T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Some of them subtle, some of them loud and in your face with just a bright red InfoWars logo right there on the chest. But it's all possible at InfoWarsStore.com, everything we do here. And so, you know that at the end of the day, what we stand for is truth and justice and America and independence, rugged individualism. That's what we stand for. Now, my job is to not protect Trump by all means and all costs. My job is to protect America, protect truth, and to just give you all the information without the filter of the mainstream news. Did we just release a onesie from at InfoWarsStore.com, Baby Lives Matter? Oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing ever.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's get into some of this news here. We're going to be hearing from Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got our crew that is in Chaz or Chop. Or maybe they've renamed it now, which is up there in Seattle. And so we're going to be hearing from them coming up. But it's amazing the silence. Are you hearing that? Because I'm not. Where is the left and the Democrats and the media in an uproar? Photos confirm Chaz warlord Roz Simone was running guns from the trunk of his Tesla. And you've got videos of him doing this. I'd like to know where he got that Tesla. Now, I'm pretty sure, last I checked, if you buy a new Tesla, you have to put down a pretty significant down payment to Tesla. Now, I didn't realize Roz Simone was that successful of a rapper, but people are questioning the legitimacy of that Tesla. But again, where is David Hogg? Where are all the marchers? Where are the anti-gun marchers? Where are the gun grabbers? Where are the Democrats? Where are the media? Silent. Why? Because this Chaz and a vigilante gun hander outer. I don't even know what you call this. Gun disbursement. No, they're silent on that. And you know, I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of a Second Amendment purist. And so I almost don't even care that he's handing out guns. But the hypocrisy of the left, it just shows that every movement that the left is involved in is a fraud. Every movement. They had all these marches. What were the marches led by David Hogg? What were they, guys? I can't think of the catchphrase. Our lives matter or something. Does anybody remember that? I can't even, people don't even remember it. Nobody remembers it. That's how in and out it all is. That's how flaky it all is. It was huge for like 3 months. It was the biggest thing with David Hogg and millions of people marching all around the world and book tours and media tours and everything. But now that their Democrats have taken over Seattle and are just handing out guns to anybody on the street, well, now they're silent. Seriously, what was the name of that David Hogg marches they used to do across the nation? They had them here in Austin. They had them all across the nation, folks. It was a huge thing for about 3 months. Nobody can even remember. That's how vapid these leftist movements are. But you see, they're all connected, folks. They're all connected. And the story at InfoWars.com highlights it. UN official admits coronavirus, Black Lives Matter, climate change agendas are inseparable. Yeah, because they're all run and funded by the same people. Same with their little gun-grabbing cult. Their little gun march cult. March for our lives. That's what it was. I got it. March for our lives. Go ahead, guys. Plug in March for Our Lives, and you'll get B-roll of thousands of people led by the Democrats, led by the leftist media, saying how we need to get guns off the streets, we need gun control, we can't have rifles or any of this stuff. And then as soon as the Democrat rioters take over a city and start handing out guns like candy, well, they're silent. Because they're frauds. Every alphabet soup acronym and movement they come up with, at the root of it is all the same, folks. Anti-American. The sooner we figure that out and respond accordingly, the better off we will be. CNN compiles list of unforgivable statues and place names suggesting they should be changed or removed. Again, what is the ultimate agenda? Where does this slope end? Well, no more America. No more America. That's where the leftist agenda ultimately ends. But of course, now you've got, I mean, I don't believe polls, all these polls that they even run on Fox News saying Biden is beating Trump by like 10 points. Fox News will probably be anti-Trump by October. But Gallup poll finds that only a quarter of Democrats are extremely proud to be American. No, they hate America, folks. And any of the Democrats that don't hate America, they're leaving the Democrat Party because they realize that that's what the Democrat Party has become, is the Hate America Party. Kind of like the media. Here's the LA Times. Partygoers have been packing Arizona bars. Now the state is a coronavirus hotspot. Oh, you guys are funny. I remember that article you wrote about all the riots and looting and arson and all the protesters of George Floyd saying how they're causing a coronavirus outbreak. Oh, wait, you didn't write that article. It's when there's a Trump rally or Americans wanting to go to a restaurant or a beach that you say, oh, you have to stay inside for coronavirus. But if it's your protesters out burning and looting and rioting and murdering and raping, well, then that's just fine. Hey, if I was a coronavirus, I'd want to avoid those people, too. Breitbart.com report 34% of Michigan coronavirus deaths linked to nursing homes. Who sent the COVID into the nursing homes? That bitch Gretchen Whitmer. That is a sick, sick woman. I can't believe we have mass murderers holding governorships right now. Whitmer, Cuomo. These are mass murderers. And you know, quite frankly, folks, the fact that we haven't put these people behind bars is almost so pathetic that we don't even deserve this country anymore. I'm going to be honest. The fact that we don't have 10,000 people marching to have Whitmer hauled into a max security prison and Governor Cuomo hauled into a max security prison. You know, we just brought back federal executions. Why don't we send a little COVID nursing home to Andrew Cuomo? Why don't we send a little COVID nursing home to Gretchen Whitmer? What does that translate to? Well, you can make the translation yourself. But no, folks, I really think we deserve to lose this country. If we have premeditated killers in governorships, and it's just right out there in front of you for all to see, and we don't even organize and march against these people in positions of power, but the media has us marching for a felon, a criminal. Well, I don't think we deserve America, quite frankly. 85% of independent U.S. restaurants may close by year end. Story at InfoWars.com. Yeah, 24-hour fitness is also closing a bunch of gyms. So, I mean, there's the fascism. Where's the anti-fascists? The fascism is the COVID. Oh, but the economy is doing great. Saw a report on Fox. And now in California, if you do want to keep your gym open, you basically have to make pods that are separated by some plastic liner or some stupid crap. Yeah, because everybody loves working out in a plastic bag. Wealthy fleeing to mountain resorts as cities burn. Yeah, there's no doubt there's going to be an exodus from Democrat cities again, folks. I just wonder, hey, look, this is all good. There's silver linings to all this. This is all a long, extended political revolution that we're experiencing. I just don't know if we have time, okay? I really don't. We have a media that fakes Russian collusion. We have Jussie Smollett, the fake hate crimes. They fake impeachment. They fake quid pro quo. They fake pandemics. They fake everything, folks. They have governors that premeditatedly send people infected into nursing homes to kill people. I mean, these are hardened criminals. We need to...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Vidkun Quisling was the Prime Minister of Norway at the beginning of World War II, and he ordered the Norwegian military to stand down and allow Hitler to take over the country and then use that nation as a launch point to launch attacks into other surrounding nations. We get the word Quisling from Prime Minister Quisling. It is the modern parlance for someone at a high level in the state apparatus that works with a foreign hostile government to undermine the nation and basically open the drawbridge and allow the enemy in to then set up its own government through the puppet Quislings over the population. Again, Quisling did not invent high treason, far from it.
It is just simply a more modern case study example. In fact, Hitler's first big major successes was through Quislings. They had Quislings inside the Austrian government. They had Quislings working inside the Russian government. They had Quislings on the greatest scale, not in Norway, but in France. That's why Hitler was able to defeat the French, who he couldn't defeat in World War I when he himself was just a corporal. But if you pull back from it and you look at the model of how the Nazis were able to go in and undermine France, they were making deals from the time Hitler got in power in 1933 until the time he invaded France in 1940 with the French high command, that if they let Hitler take over, Hitler would quietly pay them off before the invasion and would set them up in power, moving the main seat of power from Paris to the south of France in Vichy France. That's why it's called Vichy France and the traitors of World War II. That's why the French capitulated was not cowardice of their soldiers, but was high treason in the high command of the French government. That's why it's called high treason, because it's going on at the highest levels, either attempting to take out the king, the president, or if a president or a king engages in treason against the nation or the people. That, too, is high treason. It is betraying the people. It is betraying the country. It is betraying the culture. And it is the essence of what we're facing today. Now that we've had just a brief little tiny snapshot of these fascinating parts of history, let's move forward to 1990, 91, and then 2003 and Iraq. In both cases, it's classified, but much of it's been declassified, that the U.S. military, through contacts they had in the Iraqi military, back from when we've been allied with them during the Iraqi-Iranian War, or the Iran-Iraq War, as it's properly called, and almost all of Saddam's generals also stood down when the main war started, and only a few units and few organizations like the Republican Guard put up a fight. So that's how you win a war, in most cases, is basically infiltrating and buying off the enemy's high command before a shot is ever fired. Then that way you're insured of being able to control the situation. So this is done over and over again. Now, let's look at the United Nations. Set up by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds on record. They paid for it. That's on record, folks, not a conspiracy theory. Look it up. In Presidio, San Francisco, in New York, in The Hague, in the Netherlands. And once they set all of this up, it was believed for the general public it was about peace and love and helping starving children. But really it was about setting up a planetary corporate government that could then come back into nation states and begin undermining city, county, and state governments, buying off politicians, and piece by piece taking control through a process called unionization by the United Nations and holding all these different organizations and groups together via the megabanks' endless fiat currency printing that's given to them to have a monopoly of control is big tech. Five companies funded by the megabanks, funded by the same group that created the United Nations to surveil and control and watch our every movement and be able to selectively then only support certain corporations and groups. And the key, censor and suppress the population being able to communicate and try to throw off the bonds of globalism and international corporate fascist control and the communist models they try to impose over their slave colonies. This is the greatest authoritarian system the planet's ever seen. It is the most cold-blooded. It is the most wicked. Now I'll list some of the other sectors of this system that ties together with the axes of tyranny supporting it in the fascist structure. And that's where we are today. All the major megacorporations, the entire Fortune 100, all the major central banks, all the major entertainment companies, all the major universities, the communist Chinese, the unelected tyrannical EU, the America-hating Hollywood, the out-of-control grounds and command bases of oppression and anti-free speech, Marxist-Leninist evil, the universities, are all completely unified behind open world government and the end of the West. And you notice, as the globalists launched their full worldwide takeover, the Pope is now a Marxist-Leninist, actually undermining classic canon law of the Catholic Church, 180 degrees, overthrowing it. Every major sector has been taken control of by the globalist, and this is 21st century modern warfare. But the way to defeat it is to understand it's a full spectrum takeover, because the central banks control the money and are owned by a handful of families. All the other corporations, all the other big tech companies, all the other media outlets get in line. And so that's why you're seeing communist Chinese level censorship all across the Western world against anybody that questions dangerous vaccines, against anybody that questions open borders, against anybody that questions abortion or even forced abortion, or anybody that questions censorship, or anybody that wants to have sovereignty, because this is the new world order emerging. They've gone, as David Icke properly says, from hiding it to selling it. And so remember, that's why you see at the United Nations in New York, and that's why you see on CNN, that's why you see in the news, of course the UN's going to run things. Of course the WHO tells us how to handle the COVID hoax. Of course we have the Strong City program set up by Obama, where the UN is in our cities basically taking over the police forces. But first they've got to sabotage them, undermine them, focus them on a few bad cases to demonize the police in general, to begin the defunding of them, to break their will, so they will then become clients of the globalists, just as they did in Europe. But in the case of Europe, Hitler was set up to set up the EU with Edward VIII, the King of England. He was told in secret British treaties that have now come out that he would be allowed to do that. The Nazis, who were bad guys, were set up. They were taken down. Europe was imploded. And then the new EU original plan could later be brought forward. But that's how they got control of the nation states of Europe. That's how they got control of the nation states of other parts of the world, was first setting up war, setting up economic collapse, to then knock out the nation state and bring in Marshall Plan type operations to reorganize those countries under debt that the IMF and World Bank, to the International Bank of Settlements, would give them. And all this is written about in books by Brzezinski and by Kissinger and by Quigley and in the Council on Foreign Relations, bi-monthly publication, Foreign Affairs. It's all there. And we sit here like ignorant morons wondering why it's all so coordinated and why it's so out of control and why there's open high treason going on and open collaboration at the UN facility with former U.S. attorney generals like Loretta Lynch saying the UN is our boss and we're taking over at the city level. And once we get rid of the police and put our own people in, then they're coming for the guns, and then they're going to isolate the countryside. They're going to take full control. I mean, this is a very systematic plan, similar to what the Bolsheviks did, but much more high-tech. And that's why they put their people in the military leadership positions. That's why they've got this whole thing set up. There is an American resistance, and all of you are part of this, and there's a resistance in Australia and Brazil and Europe, but we have to really get aggressive and call these people out for what they are: globalist traitors that are trying to set up a Chinese communist model where billionaires sit offshore, pay no taxes, run slave shops, deindustrialize our countries, and totally dominate and control us in the name of political correctness, simply playing different ethnic groups off against each other. It's classical, great game, like the British used in India, divide and conquer strategy. All right, this is my report on the real meaning of Quisling. All of you don't need to be useful idiots. You need to be the leaders you are, and I know you are. You're the core of the resistance that understands this. So please, take this live report and share it. Once we archive it at band.video, take it and share it, because people need to understand why this is all happening. The COVID lockdown round two, all of it, is about siege, strangling America, bringing us to our knees under UN control. We are now inside world government. We need to declare we're under world government and declare that it's illegitimate, just like we did on July 4th, 1776, with the Declaration of Independence. We need a new Declaration of Independence against this tyranny. But only you can be the standard bearers and carry this message if you choose to be free.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.